Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Oh Lord, I'm going to sing it out. Come on. Oh. For more of you, rise up, come on, rise up, come through, Pastor Stan. Holy Spirit, oh Holy Spirit, saturate my soul, I love the light. Let your healing power revive and make me whole. And let the peace of God. Tonight we stand in awe of you, Holy God, to whom all praise is due. Thank you for the sacrifice on the cross. Thank you for our salvation, redemption, emancipation, regeneration, adoption, that we can cry, Abba Father. Thank you. Thank you for the regeneration of your spirit and the washing of water by the word. I give you glory. I bless you that our life stands worthy before you because of the precious blood of the Lamb that speaks better things than that of Abel. Eternal Father, we give you all the glory, even from January up till now. Thank you. Thank you. We will not join complainers. We will not join complainers and murmurers. We will be thankful that no matter what it is, you are watching over us. That we are blessed, well, and alive. It's not we are surviving, but we are a success. Thank you for your goodness. There's nobody in this place who have ever slept empty stomach. Thank you for daily bread. Thank you for the air that we breathe. Thank you for the health that we are not admitted in any hospital. We bless you. We are grateful. Above all, thank you that you have counted us worthy to be part of the family of God. We are grateful. Tonight you have given us the privilege to see the first day of November. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. There are many Christians in Ukraine, but bombs are flying on their heads. So we look around the peace that surrounds us. Thank you. Tonight you have sent us a prophet. We are ready for the 11th hour anointing. Your word is power. Your word is alive. It's quick, it's sharper than every two-edged sword. It cuts asunder to the separation of the spirit and soul as of the bone and marrow. Your word is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. I pray in the name of Jesus tonight. Move supernaturally. In the name of Jesus, we are not here for acting and gimmicks and mimics and performance, but we have come to Christ. We want to see Jesus and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. We want to be like Christ. We want to know you. Yeah. In and to be a portrait of you. Thank you in Jesus' name. I rebuke every demonic presence. I silence every structure of the enemy. I come against every blatant demonic assault. I command the enemy to be mute in Jesus' name. Let there be healing, deliverance, and a release. Let your word release your people from the dungeons of darkness in Jesus' precious name. We give you glory that you have begun a good work you will definitely and surely accomplish in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Wow, clap these hands. Hallelujah. I would love us to, you know, do some very few. Everybody on the back, leave the place for just two protocol people. Take a front seat so that we can avoid less distractions to the man of God and his flow. I will appreciate that. Clap for them as they come. Move them over. Thank you. Can I get a protocol to clear the altar? As we welcome a great, great prophet of God. Apostle Jerry is a great man of God that I have known for many years. I know, I will never say that it was recently, because it was not recently. You know, before we began our comeback to this place, the Lord led me to Fadama Park. Is a place of covenant for me. That is why we cannot move our 31st night, because it's a place of covenant for us. It's a place that we have prayed every Friday. I took my team there, which we want to regroup again this month. We want to take them there to go and experience how we started and how, you know, the Lord was gracious to us. And every Friday we were praying from 9 o'clock to 5:30 every Friday. We never missed it. It was, you know, they joined the prayer. It was a constant thing. You don't have time. You don't belong there. You were too busy. That was not for you. You know, it was a covenant that we did. And in those days, you know, whilst we prayed, you know, I could see the similar face that came around also to be praying. And when we staged our comeback here, I think before 2016, we started something that we called Ujam Bible. It was on, when was it? It was on Thursdays or, you know, it was Thursdays, but I think that it was also like 3 days, 1 week, we are there and all that. And any time we went, we saw this fine man of God also, you know, we were screaming all over, and he was also screaming. So it was screaming to screaming. Yeah. And one day, he came to me and said hello to me. And, you know, I was so happy to meet somebody who also came to me. Because normally, the people who came there, even though they were praying, most of them were very rude, you know. They see you, they don't even greet. And yet they are praying. Came to say hello, and it was so nice and all that. I mean, it was a blessing. And then we started the W3, and the Lord has been extremely faithful to us. Started the F5, and we got to know each other better, you know. Started interacting, meeting in conferences sometimes. In Bishop Doug's conference, sometimes in my father Steve Mensah's conference, and all that, we got together. And then came Reverend Emmanuel Samba, the mighty man of power. Yeah. And connected us better. And then I had the privilege to preach at the Nations Disciples Church. Amazing ministry. You need to see that church. This man is a man of excellence, excellence. I mean, excellence. You enter there and you can tell immediately you get to the car park that somebody is in charge.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody is in charge. Beautiful church. And he's doing an amazing work. And he built that church from scratch. I mean, when they started building the building gradually and all that. Roof, POP, tiles, paints, and all that. Beautiful work they have done. Amazing. And so, I think it was 3 weeks ago, I had 4 weeks ago, I had the privilege to, just after the revival, or within the revival, I think it was the week of the revival, I had the privilege to watch their midweek service for the first time. I watched the full service. My God. That night, the Holy Spirit ministered to me and said, that man carries something that you need to hear. So I didn't hesitate at all. I reached out to him and I asked him to come. Today is the 1st of November. It's a night of impartation. It's a night of anointing. But I want this man of God to minister to us. He came with his beautiful wife. Yeah. Last week was her birthday. And so they came so I could say a word of prayer for them on her birthday. But I couldn't come last Tuesday. So it is a great honor meeting you again, ma'am. Thank you. God bless you richly. Hallelujah. So tonight we are blessed. But before we do that, let me salute also Prophet Bridges Asiedu. Thank you for coming. Reverend Emmanuel Samba, I salute you. And let me salute all God's people in this place, everybody that is watching us online. Thank you. We love you. Thank you for joining. Share the page. It's a very serious service. I don't want you to miss anything at all. Last week, Pastor Ahmedi did beautiful. I watched. It was powerful. Yeah, it was very powerful. Hallelujah. Yeah, it was very awesome. And I have been enjoying this message last 2 weeks, Sunday. All this tells me that now the time is coming for me to go into the fields. Go into the fields. Because the fields are calling us. We want to go and, you know, preach the gospel. It's time to go out there, preach the gospel to people who have never heard the gospel, who are not saved. That is our assignment. So it gives us hope that, you know, whilst we are not here, you guys will do a good job for the Lord. Say amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, with Jesus' joy, help me welcome God's pastor. Are you clapping? Pastor Jerry Pano is here. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Appreciate Jesus. Your soon coming King, your healer, your creator, your maker. Put your hands together and give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, I was telling my wife that I cannot say this is even a dream come true, because this is something I have never imagined. You know, for me, for Papa to even know me alone is enough. Amen. Yeah. And for him to preach for me was a miracle. I remember the first time Papa was coming, we went sharing flyers, and people keep asking, are you sure he will come? I said, oh, he's my father, he will come. Amen. So to be standing here tonight, Papa, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Mama, thank you. Thank you. Omarita, thank you so much. Last week, I brought my wife. Because of her birthday, we wanted Papa to pray for us. And then when we came, Papa wasn't around. And we met Mama Rita. So on our way going home, my wife just said, I love the way Mama Rita reveres Papa. I said, that is why I brought you. All right, Rita, thank you. Thank you. Amen. And thank you to all of you for coming. Reverend Osamba, one of the people who supports me. Thank you. I came with a few of our church members. Thank you for coming. Pastor Ross Nikwe is also in the house. Thank you. And then my beautiful wife. Thank you for coming. Amen. Thank you to all of you for coming. Thank you to the leadership. Thank you to Pastor Amedi. Last week was awesome.
What?
What a teacher. Thank you. Thank you. Papa, I want you to understand that you are a guide for many of us. And my wife knows that I cannot misbehave because of Prophet Kofi Odjo. You know, there are a few people she knows that because of them, my husband cannot misbehave. You know, the number one is Prophet Kofi Odjo. Yeah. She just knows that because of this man, my husband cannot misbehave. Papa, thank you. Thank you. I watch you every morning before I preach on Sunday. Thank you. You are a blessing to us. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so let's go into God's word. Acts chapter 7, the verse 54. We will read all the way to chapter 8, verse 1 to 25. Then you will take your seat. I know in this church we start in honor of the reading of God's word. So just stand. You'll be done shortly. Amen. As a pastor, I have realized that normally, give me NIV. People don't read their Bibles. So whenever I get a chance to preach, I help them to read a long passage so that they will have enough. Amen. All right. So Acts chapter 7, verse 54. We will go to the last verse. Then we'll continue from chapter 8, verse 1 to 25. When the members of the Sanhedrin heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. Verse 55. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open. May the heaven open upon somebody tonight. You didn't hear me. I said, may the heaven open upon somebody tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He said, look, he said, I see heaven open. And the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this, they covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. I am talking about the apostle Stephen. They began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul, the same Paul you know. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He didn't say that, deliver me. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep. In other words, he died. All right, chapter 8. And Saul approved of their killing him. In other words, it was Saul who approved that Stephen should be killed. On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. So the only people that remained in Jerusalem at the time were the apostles. Everybody had scattered because there was a persecution against the church. Now let's see what happened. Verse 2. Let's go quickly so that we will take our seat. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. But Saul began to destroy the church, going from house to house, He dragged off both men and women and put them in prison. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. They preached the word. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they all paid close attention to what he said. For with shrieks, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. Now for some time, a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city, and amidst all the people of Samaria, he boasted that he was someone great. Not that he was someone great, he boasted that he was someone great. And all the people, both high and low, gave him their attention and exclaimed, "This man is rightly called the great power of God, the sorcerer." They followed him because he had amazed them for a long time with his sorcery. But when they believed Philip as he proclaimed the good news, may somebody believe the gospel tonight. I said, may somebody hear the gospel and believe tonight. And as you believe, may every spell be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because some of you, you come to Alabaster, but there are magicians who are tricking you. Tonight, may that yoke be broken. But when they had believed Philip as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized. Now, I need you to follow me. Both men and women. Verse 13. Simon himself believed and was baptized. And he followed Philip everywhere. He became a protocol. He followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great signs and miracles he saw. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there, that they might do what? Receive the Holy Spirit. Now look at verse 16. Because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them, they had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now verse 17. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them and they received. Remember, they placed their hands on the believers there, which means that Simon the sorcerer should have been part. Hello? Are you following? So Peter and John placed their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Look at verse 18. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money. Somebody who became born again. He offered them money and said, "Give me also this ability so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Not that everyone on whom I preach the gospel to will be saved. Because his focus was not that people be saved. His focus is that he will continue in his old trade. Even though he had come to Christ. Are we together? Verse 20. Peter answered, "May your money perish with you, because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. You have no part or share in this ministry, because your heart is not right before God." Today, my entire sermon will be centered on verse 21. You have no part or share in this ministry because your heart is not right before God. Your heart, not that you are not working, not that you are not singing in the choir, not that you are not an usher, not that you don't do the protocol, your heart is not right before God. Your heart is not right before God. Verse 22. Somebody who was born again. Now the apostle says, repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord in the hope that he may forgive. In the hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin. A born again believer, full of bitterness and captive to sin. Verse 24. Then Simon answered, pray to the Lord for me, so that nothing you have said may happen to me. After they had further proclaimed the word of the Lord and testified about Jesus, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many Samaritan villages. Shall we pray? Father, tonight, we honor you for the privilege to share your word. We ask the Lord, speak to us in a language we will understand. May I decrease whilst you increase. Let the sick be healed. Let the captive be set free. Let a soul be saved tonight. Let somebody be convicted. Let miracles, signs, and wonders happen tonight at the entrance of your word. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Please take your seat. Thank you once again for coming to church. I believe that you will be blessed tremendously. Amen. Papa, once again, thank you for the opportunity. Amen. Tonight, I want to share something I've entitled, The Anointing and the State of Your Heart. The Anointing and the State of Your Heart. I want you to understand that God will never anoint a man or a woman with the wrong heart. Most of the time, people are transformed after they have joined a church based on the state of their heart. And so, in the scripture I just read, the Bible talks about a man by name Simon the Sorcerer. Now, Simon the Sorcerer became born again, not because he wanted Jesus, but because he saw miracles. And that is the danger of our days. There are many who are in the church today, not because they need Jesus, but because they need a miracle. If your motive for coming to church is a miracle, you will miss Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 6, you see, when you read this scripture, you will not know where Philip came from. Now, Philip was appointed to serve tables. Philip was not appointed to be an apostle. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 6 that when the church was growing in Jerusalem, a certain group of Jews began to agitate, claiming that their widows have been neglected in their daily distribution of food. And the Bible says that the 12 apostles asked the people that they should look among them, men of wisdom, men full of the Spirit, and appoint them so that these men will serve tables. And so, among them were Stephen and Philip. Now, I want you to follow me. Stephen and Philip were not appointed to be apostles. In fact, when you read Acts chapter 6, the Bible says that the apostles were clear that we want to commit ourselves to the ministry of the word and prayer. In other words, we are not appointing these people to come and preach the word. Are we together? All right. So, they appointed these people. And you see, let me tell you this. No matter what job a man gives you in the house of God, if your heart is right, God will anoint you. God is looking for available vessels, not appointed vessels. If your heart is right, God will anoint you. Stephen began to preach the gospel. And the Bible says that he preached the gospel with so much power and authority. And the Sanhedrin could not stand him. And so they brought an accusation against Stephen. And when the accusation was brought before the Sanhedrin, they asked him, is this accusation true? He spent the entire Acts chapter 7 preaching the gospel to the Sanhedrin, giving them the history from Abraham through Isaac, Jacob. He gave them all the way to Moses, to Jesus Christ. And then when he finished, he said, you people, your heart is wicked. The people could not stand it. Now, they decided that this guy is too stubborn. He must go. And the Bible says that whilst they were stoning Stephen to death, he did not beg them. I can imagine our generation. Man yan kasem kani asampani bium. Oh, fache me. Nya me kan no man kani ye. No. He said, Lord Jesus, unto you I commit my spirit. At a point in time, he said, do not count this sin against them. Are we together? Now, Stephen died shamefully. One would have thought that after seeing how Stephen died, because among the seven that were appointed were Philip and Stephen. Now, Philip saw how Stephen died. What I thought would make Philip continue to preach the gospel? Except that his heart was right before God. He was not after material things. He was not after. He didn't care whether Stephen was killed shamefully. Because you see, the Bible says that what killed Stephen was the preaching of the gospel. And what brought Philip the fame we are talking about tonight was still the preaching of the gospel. Philip saw how Stephen died. And that is what took him to Samaria. Yet when he got to Samaria, he was preaching the gospel. People came to the saving knowledge of Christ. Now, fast forward. Look at the man by the name Simon the Sorcerer. Simon the Sorcerer is a typical church worker in our generation. The typical church worker. You know, you see Prophet Odu and all you want is to do what Prophet Odu is doing. But you don't know the sacrifices the man has been making. You don't know how far the man has come. You don't know where the man... I used to come here in the early days of 2000. Papa, your first book, Dreams and Interpretation, I was here. I bought one. Beyond the Natural. I was here. I used to come here every Tuesday for prayers. And, you know, I saw how this place was. This place was not nice like this. So, obviously, it is money that has turned this place into what we are seeing. But can I tell you what? God is not after your money. He's after your heart. Because, you see, if your heart is right, your money will follow. Are you in church? So, all Philip saw was that the apostle laid hands and the Holy Ghost fell. Take money. Because you see, our generation thinks that you can bribe God for the anointing. You cannot bribe God. You see, it is a process. Are you in church? It is in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, the verse 1, the Lord sends a prophet by name Samuel into the house of Jesse to anoint for him a king. And the Bible says that, look at it. The Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and on your way, I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons. I, the Lord, I have chosen one of his sons to be king. Verse 2, let's go. But Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me. The Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Verse 3, let's go. We are going to verse 7. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint. Listen, you are to anoint for me the one I do what? So God wants to anoint somebody. Nobody knows the criteria. Nobody knows the requirement. True of us. All right. Even the prophet didn't know the requirement. He said, you are to anoint the one I choose. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate. Not the one you want, the one I indicate. Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, do you come in peace? Samuel replied, yes, in peace I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me. Then he consecrated Jesse and his son and invited them to the sacrifice. Verse 6. When they arrived, Samuel saw who? Eliab. Probably how handsome the guy and how masculine the guy was looking. And Samuel, the prophet, was confused. For the first time, he said, and when Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed stands before the Lord. Verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider the appearance, his appearance, or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. From the time of old till date, the standard has not changed. God is still looking at the heart. That is the reason why somebody can be a church worker for 20 years and don't be a change in his life, because his heart is wrong. His heart is wrong. And you see, and sometimes after a while, you blame your father, the prophet, because you think that your prophet, the prophet, is not powerful enough. But you see, it is through this same prophet that other lives have been transformed. And so what is the difference? What is the difference? Tonight, I want you to look at your heart. If your heart is wrong, the anointing will not make your life right. Are you in church? Check your heart. Why are you following the prophet? Simon the sorcerer said, take money. Is it money you want? Take money. Give me the anointing. Some of you think that you can pay for the anointing with your service in the house. Sir, can I disappoint you? It doesn't work that way. If your heart is wrong, your service to the kingdom will not anoint you. Work on your heart. Are you in church with that? About 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, somebody went to destroy a family deity. And the following day, Papa, her knee got swollen so bad she couldn't walk. Yeah. And I was called upon. I took anointing oil. I anointed her. The following day, the swollen knee disappeared. The pain disappeared. Health was restored. But guess what happened? The same day the woman had her healing, I was going to work. I got down from the car to open our office door. Then a crow dropped rubber on my chest. Yes. When the rubber, Reverend Samuel is here, when the rubber hit my chest, I felt and I heard a slap on my left chest. It was an empty rubber. Empty. There was nothing in the rubber. And yet I heard a slap on my left chest. So when I entered the office, I told Reverend, I said, something just happened to me, but I'm not comfortable with it. It was on Friday. I went home. Went for all night with my pastors. Saturday, we continued with evangelism. I was fine. I was feeling little pain in my left chest, but I was fine. I went to preach at a pastor's conference in Dansoma. I was fine. Sunday, I woke up at dawn to prepare for Sunday service. I went to church and preached. On Monday, I almost suffered stroke. Almost. Monday, I went to work. I was Reverend Samba. I said, Reverend, I don't feel well at all. Something is happening to me. But you see, somehow, I felt within me that once I enter our church auditorium, I'll be fine. Once I enter, listen to me, your heart is very important, because you see, we are living in a wicked world. We are living in a wicked world. If you joke with the state of your heart, the enemy will destroy you. Are you in church? Listen to me, being an usher is not enough. Work on your heart. You see, because your heart is wrong, that is why you are easily offended when you come. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Your heart is wrong. And so, at the least provocation, you take offense and you leave the church. Because your heart is wrong. If you are truly here because you want to encounter Jesus, men cannot suck you out of the church. Men cannot. Are you in church? Men cannot. Listen, we have all served though. I have been a church boy all my life. And I say to the glory of God, nobody has paid me a dime for serving God. But can I shock you? God pays me. No, God pays me. No, God pays me. Look, God, this one, I am totally convinced that the worker is worthy of his wages. The worker is worthy. The Lord pays me. Oh, yes, he pays me. How he does it, I don't know. Why are you working for God and you are looking at the money? You see, your heart is wrong. Tonight, You want the anointing? Work on your heart. Oh, work on your heart. I'm telling you, see, if your heart is right, ask for God, the anointing is available. No, you cannot be under Papa. Even those of us who are watching him from afar are being influenced and impacted and blessed by his anointing. You cannot be sitting here and not be anointed. And so if you are here and you are not anointed, ask yourself, why am I not anointed? Why? Are you in church? Some of you go for Forest and Bible because you must go. Oh yeah, because you must go. Because you must go. The Apostle Peter said, you don't have a place. Can I tell you something? There are church workers here who don't have a place in this ministry. They don't have a place. Their heart is so bitter. Their heart is wrong. There are some of you even despise the prophet and his wife. And yet you come to church. You see, if your heart is wrong, God will not anoint you. And some of you think that you can bribe God with 50 days fasting. No. Coincidentally, today marks the beginning of my 50 days fasting and prayer. But can I tell you what? This is not what will bring the anointing. Your heart. Give me verse 21. I'll be wrapping up very soon. Give me verse 21. No. Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. You have no part or share in this ministry because what? Your heart is not right before God. Write this one down. Disqualification for the anointing. Disqualification for the anointing. You see, whenever you see these signs in your life, know that you are disqualified from receiving the anointing. Number one, when your motives are wrong. Why do you want to be anointed? So that you will prove that you too, you can do signs and wonders. Why do you need the anointing? Why do you want the anointing for business? So that you will make money and show off? So that you make money and have more girlfriends? Yeah, why? What is the motive? Check through the Bible. Even those that we talk about that God anointed them with skilled labor, it was for the building of the temple. God has no waste anointing. Anybody God wants to put anointing on, it is for the advancement of the kingdom, not for your selfish interest. And so if the reason why you want to be anointed is so that you too, you will prove that you did, I am sorry, you are disqualified. This is the word of the Lord. The Apostle Peter said, your heart is wrong. See, your heart is not right before God. And so, if your heart is not right before God, you are disqualified. And listen to me, if your heart is not right, you can't even be the chief protocol in the church. I am sorry. Nothing will happen to you. Work on your heart. I said, work on your heart. Work on your heart. You are in the church serving powerfully, but you are sleeping with all the girls. And you see, the pastor may not be privy to this lifestyle of yours, but you see, God knows all things. There is nothing that is hidden from the sight of God. He is omnipresent. That is why he says that I look at the heart. I look at the heart. We may think that, oh, this person qualifies to be ordained a minister of God. But God looks at it, God smiles. God said, that young man at the back who does not even show any indication that he can do the work, he is the one who qualifies. He said, man looks at the outward appearance. But I, the Lord, I look at the heart. You want to be anointed? The 11th hour anointing, check your heart. What do you have in your heart? Number two, bitterness. Let's go back. Bitterness. Some of you are in church. You are so bitter. So bitter. One group of believers I don't want to cross their path are those who say, I cannot forgive you for this offense. Even when I hear a pastor say that, I run away. No, I'm telling you. Because you see, sin is contagious. Recently, I went to preach for somebody and something came up. And people were concerned for me because they were like, some of you called Reverend Samba and said, we know Reverend Jerry has integrity. People want to take advantage of his integrity. I said, ah, what is it? Said the gentleman he went to preach for some time back. The guy, he is anointed, but character is zero. Sleep with girls left, right, center. He has been arrested by the police. But before I went, I spoke to an apostle and I said, you are preaching for this guy also. Do you know him? He said, yes. Can you vouch for him? He said, me, I don't know him. I don't know him. And so I have decided, me, I will not preach anywhere again. No, I'm telling you, if I don't know you, if you are not my father, if I don't relate with you, to have me on your pulpit, I'm sorry. I want to focus on my work. I want to focus. You cannot be living wrong and think that right association will bring you anointing. Wrong association is not the determinant for the anointing. The determinant for the anointing is the right heart. If your association is right and your heart is wrong, I'm sorry, you will not be anointed. Sadly, most of us today, because I am in alabaster, devils must hear me. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? Are you in church? Bitterness. Bitterness. You were offended. You can't forgive. And yet you come for anointing service and we pour oil on you. Oil on bitterness. Which God will honor that? You come to church and take communion when your heart is bitter. Give me verse 21 again and 22. Is it you don't have a shell or part in this because your heart is not ready for verse 22. Repent of what? This wickedness and pray to the Lord and hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. Verse 23. For I see that you are full of what? Bitterness. Bitterness. Work on it. Tonight, we have entered into November. You are still trusting God that thou which he spoke to you about will come to pass. Work on the state of your heart. Your state of your heart is delaying the blessing. Are you in church? The state of your heart is what? You are too bitter. Please give me the verse 23 again. You are too bitter. Now let me talk about the last one. I said you are a captive to sin. How can you be born again and be captive to sin? So how did you become born again? Now let me tell you something about this story. This story happened after the resurrection of Christ. And so Simon the sorcerer is just like you and I. You cannot say that, oh, it was in the days of Jesus. No. Those of you who claim that a Christian cannot sin, when the Christian sins, it's a mistake. Continue and you end up in hell. Yeah. So you are in the church, you have been told that, oh, as for a Christian, even when you are married and you sleep with another woman you are not married to, it's a mistake. It's a mistake. Oh, that one is not a sin. You are in the church and usher, you are stealing church money. It's a mistake. What level of wickedness? What level of wickedness? One time, a keyboardist came to our church just after a kingdom conference and stole our laptop. I bought this laptop in February for almost 10,000 Ghana cedis for live stream. The guy came to the church. A keyboardist, I was paying money every month. The guy came to the church, entered into the where the laptop broke into the locker and removed the laptop. Yes, and took it away. So I was in the church office and I heard the guys, they were just trading accusations. I said, what is it? So I came, I called, I said, what is it? They couldn't tell me. I said, what? So I called, I said, no, let Pastor Samik tell you. I said, what is it? We cannot find the laptop. I said, how? You can't find what? I mean, it's the same. So, and you see, the funny thing is that the guy who stole the laptop, mommy, was part of the people trading the accusation. In fact, he was helping them to look for the laptop. So, Papa, I was confused. Because Kingdom Conference, I spent a lot of money. I entered into the office. I wept. I said, God. Then I heard a voice. The laptop is with Eben. Yeah. It was not a man that told me. I came out of the office. Straight away, I said, Eben, come. Then I called another pastor. I said, follow him. Come. We entered the office. I said, the Lord just told me that the laptop is with you. He said, Daddy, why are you accusing me falsely? I said, me. Accusing you falsely. When the Lord has told me, the guy said, I said, no problem. So I wanted to put fear in him. I said, Pastor Sammy, go and bring me anointing oil. I am talking about somebody working in the church. This is somebody that after Kingdom Conference, they came to lie down in my office and said I should pray for them. They came to lie down. They lie down on the floor. That I should pray for them. I prayed for them. But his heart was wrong. And it had to take the Spirit of God to tell me that he's the one who stole the laptop. I said, Pastor, bring me anointing oil. The guy was in my office. Where Pastor was going, I just felt, no, the anointing oil will not scare this boy. I said, bring me communion. He brought a communion. I said, it is my word against your word. I said, the Lord said, the laptop is with you. You said no. No problem. If you believe that it is not with you, take this communion and eat. The guy started shaking. I said, you will take. Communion, you will take. Amen. Long story short, he took us to where he was hiding the laptop. Church worker. And you want to be anointed. You see, some of you are in this church right now. You are laughing at this one. But maybe your own. Your own. Hey, stand to your feet and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Sit down. You see, our generation, we want power and not the source of the power. You want power. What is the solution? The Apostle Peter said, repent. Tonight, I'm going to call on people who must repent so God will anoint them. That's why I came. I'm going to call on people who will repent. Listen, it is between you and God. I think that in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, the verse 5, he said, examine yourself. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Do you not realize? Examine yourself. Can I tell you what? It is not wrong for you to examine yourself. Because it is a prescription in the Bible. And when you are going wrong, please, there is nothing wrong for you to repent. If you are shy to repent today, a day is coming. Jesus will be shy of you. I'm telling you. And you see, I have come to a stage in my ministry where I am not moved by charisma. I'm not moved. No, I'm not moved. Look, I can preach powerfully. Nobody will fall down. I don't care. Me, I'm not moved. Sometimes I will preach. I went out to preach with my boys and they were like, Papa, we've not seen this dimension of you before. Spirit manifesting here and there. But you see, that is not what moves me. Am I right before God? You are an usher. Are you right before God? You can leave your boyfriend's house straight to church and come and serve. And I tell people that, listen, anytime you get to the state where you can sin freely and not feel it, you are in the hands of the devil. Oh, you can sin and the Holy Spirit will not prompt you. You are not born again. Listen, don't let people lie to you. You are not born again. There is a problem with you. Amen. There is a problem. You can steal and not feel it. You can lie and not feel it. One young man was spreading falsehood about me. This is somebody I have taken care of. Spreading falsehood. I told someone, I said, God, I believe. You see, there's a reason why I don't curse you. I don't curse because if I curse you, maybe the punishment will not be as severe as how God will deal with you. So I'll leave God to deal with you. No, I'll leave God. That's me. I don't curse. I don't curse. I don't curse. You can do whatever me. I'll leave you to God. I said, God, you know this guy, I have done him no wrong. And yet he has decided that he will malign me. Deal with him according to your will. Yeah, deal with him. Deal with him. Tonight I'm going to call on people. Listen, you are an usher. You serve. You are very faithful, but you know your heart is wrong. The pastor may not know. God knows. You are a chorister. You are serving faithfully, but you know that your faithfulness is just in the eyes of men, not before God. Listen, God is calling on you tonight. Stand to your feet. Boom, now afraid. Now we need a woman. Oh. Lift up your hands and begin to speak in tongues. Tonight, I don't have all the time. You are here. And listen to me, every eye closed. You are here. You know that you are not living before, right before God. Yet you come to church. The Lord is calling on you. Run to me. Run to me. You know you are not living right. Please run to me. God bless you. Run to me. Every eye closed. Nobody should give me eye contact. Apart from Papa and Mommy. Run to me. Please don't walk. Run to me. You know you are not living right. You know. You are saying, Pastor, I am not right before God. I need a touch tonight. Please come. Please come. Hallelujah. You are here. You know. Let the Holy Spirit convict you. Nobody should force anybody to come forward. No. We are not forcing anybody. God is raising an army. God is raising an army. Please come. I sense there are a few people who must come. You know you are not living right. You've been hearing Papa preach all the time. But you have become a captive to sin. There is power to deliver you tonight. I said there is power in the house to deliver you tonight. Lift up your hands. Now are ye. Oh. Oh, Abebo. Now listen to me. Those of you in front, you have taken a very good decision. This is the beginning of greatness. This is the beginning. This is a very huge miracle. And some of you, as I'm speaking, the power of God will begin to touch you. God will set you free. Yeah. God will just set you free like that. Boom. Lift up your hands. We have some ushers. We will do this in the next 5 minutes. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, move. Touch. 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 Holy Spirit, touch. Holy Spirit, touch. Holy Spirit, touch. Holy Spirit, touch. Set them free. Set them free. Set them free. Set them free. Now. 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 Loose them. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them. Now. Loose them. Loose them. Holy Spirit, loose them. Set them free. them free. Set them free. Set them free from the power and the yoke of sin. Set them free. 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 Holy Spirit, let your power touch them now. Set them free. Set them free. Lose them. Lose them. Let this one serve you. Set them free. Set them free. Lord, set them free now. Let your power move. Let your power move. Let your power move. Now, you foul spirit, listen to me. The spirit of adultery, I rebuke you. The spirit of fornication, I rebuke you. The spirit of stealing, thank you, Holy Spirit. The spirit of negative addiction, I rebuke you. Set them free now. Lord, set them free. Lord, set them free. Lord, set them free. Lord, set them free. Any spirit that controls your life, from tonight I lose you. 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 Receive deliverance. Now with your hands lifted up, say, Lord Jesus, tonight I confess my sins. Forgive me for all my sins. Restore me to the original place you have intended for me. Say, devil, from tonight, you have no control over my life. I belong to Christ. I will serve him all the days of my life. Say, Jesus, write my name in the book of life. If I should ever die, may I not go to hell. May I make heaven. Say, hallelujah, I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take your seat. God bless you. I want to do one last thing. You may be seated. I want to do one last thing, then I'll be out of your way. I know my time is first, fast spent. I want, one of the graces God has given me is the grace for wealth. It's the grace for wealth, yeah. I'm in my father's house. I'll not do anything that is the grace for wealth. God, it's a grace God has given me. And tonight, I want us to sow a seed into the ministry. Now, I want you to understand that I sow into this ministry. I sow. Yeah, I sow into this ministry. I don't need to tell you, I sow. And tonight, we will sow. Amen. You are here, you want to sow a seed of 1,000 Ghana into the ministry. Please come. You are not giving it to me. I won't take even one peso from my father. How can I come and preach in my father's house and take money? You want to sow a seed of 1,000, please come. Please come. You want to sow a seed of 1,000, please come. Just come and sow a seed. You are trusting God for a breakthrough, a financial breakthrough. Please come. Come quickly. Come quickly. Baby, please come. Come. Please come. You want to sow a seed of 1,000, please come. You want to do 500, please come. 500. This is alabaster. Please come. God bless you. God bless you. Don't clap. Don't clap. Please come. 500. Please come. Please come. I'm just going to shake you. Can I have oil? I will not. Papa, please sit down. Thank you, Papa. Please come. You want to do 500? You want to do 300? Please come. Let's do this quickly. Then I'll take my seat. Please come. You want to do 300? Please come. Listen. Everywhere I go, I sow seed. I believe in wealth creation. Yeah, I believe in wealth creation. I just believe in it. Yeah. You want to do 200, please come. You want to do 200, please come. Come quickly. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Some of you, the Lord will turn your businesses around. Yeah. God will just turn it around like that. It will turn it around. I went for a camp meeting about a month ago, and when I was going, I cleared my account to go and sow seed. When I came back, we are online, so I won't mention the amount. When I came back, I was praying at dawn about a month ago. The Lord told me that I should give him attention and he will take care of me. That Monday, somebody called me to meet him at the bank. Papa, the money the person gave me, I won't say it. I will not say it. In fact, let me give you a glimpse of it. The person gave me 1,000 Ghana cedis for fuel. Apart from what he gave me, My brother, he gave me 1,000 Ghana cedis for fuel. Said, Osofo, use this one for fuel. So I believe in seed sowing. Yeah, I do. I do. You want to do 100, please come. Pastor Mehdi, how will we know? You can identify them. Please be faithful. You just heard God's word. The state of your heart and the anointing. The state of your heart and the anointing. You want to do 100, please come. You want to do 100, please come. Give me your hand. Give me your left hand. Give me your left hand. You are receiving the oil for wealth. The oil. And I believe strongly that it is not every money you must work for. Don't listen to all these noisemakers. It is not every money you must work for. Yeah. Some money God must give you. Yeah. Some houses God must give you. May some of you receive houses. May you receive cars. May your businesses turn around. In the name of the Lord Jesus. By this oil, visas will be released. Amen. You are receiving the anointing. If you have it now, you can drop it. Give me your left hand. Your left hand. You are receiving the anointing. The anointing. Your left hand. The anointing for wealth. If you have the money now, please drop it. If you don't have it, you can bring it on Sunday. You are receiving the anointing for wealth. You are receiving the anointing for wealth. God bless you. You are receiving the anointing for wealth. Please, can we put, all right. So we have the Momo numbers on your screen. If you have it, drop it. If you can bring it on Sunday, please do so. If you can send Momo, your left hand. Just anoint yourself and pray. You are receiving the oil for wealth. The oil for wealth. Your life will never be the same. You won't struggle. People see me and they think I'm a dadabi. Left hand. I'm a hustler from Abeka. Typical hustler. God bless you, my brother. Typical hustler. Pastor Eric, things will turn around. Left hand. Things will turn around. So, Father, tonight we thank you. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the deliverances. Thank you for the healings. Thank you for the salvation that has broken forth. I give you all the praise. I thank you for the life of my father, the prophet. And I thank you, O Lord, for the great and mighty things you are doing with him and his wife and through them. We honor you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Papa, once again, thank you so much and God bless you.
Hallelujah. Wow. Stretch your hands on the man of God and his beautiful wife and speak prophetically over their lives. Come on, can I hear you? Rotoska Frido Koska Havrehenda Kosh Bregadeka Frika Huspre Iskra Andoshe. Marada kati rosbire ando malagadekosh. Sfrigadana ni mitora da katimbro oskre evere da koshka. Pomro moska frina karune kadesha. According to your word and your revelation, Holy Spirit, Reverend Jerry and his wife will rise as a voice. Television will contain them. Radio will contain them. Online will consume them. In the name of Jesus, their children will be mighty. Nations Disciples Church will cross the boundaries of Accra and Ghana and spread like fire. Everything they do, including all their business investments, they will thrive, they will shine, they will prosper. Now I pray for greater contracts. Contracts beyond his imagination. Papa, I know that every wealth you have opened up to them is just a glimpse. It's just It's just the beginning of many great things that you want to do. Take them to the real thing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Are you clapping? Oh, clap those hands. Hallelujah. Yesterday I saw you send money into the church account. I saw the text message and then I showed it to Dede. I think it was around 8 o'clock. And I said to Dede, Reverend Jerry have sent money to the church account. It's shocking, Prophet Bridges, that when people tremble at God's word, put the scripture back. Acts chapter 8, verse number 21. I want to make this particular scripture the substratum for, you know, he said, you have no part or share in this ministry because your heart is not right before God. Put it in a different version. And this one, the Bible said, you have no part or share in our work. Wow. God can bless people and make the ministry of Jesus Christ their work. And they can tell somebody, you don't have any part in our work. Wow. Because your heart is not right before God. Put the next verse. And make sure that all those scriptures are going online for them to follow exactly what we are doing. He said, you will never be part of what God is doing. Yeah. By striking bargains and offering bribes. Whoa! By striking bargains and offering bribes. Another version, listen to what he said. You have no part in this, for your heart is not right with God. Another version, he says, you have no part or share in this matter, because your heart, motive, purpose is not right before God. I will take it to the W3. I will take it to the W3 and put a little twist to it. Put it in my language. In my language, the Bible said, he said, yimu chefa ana ejapadie efrise wa komantene ewunyamiene komantene. In other words, he puts the ministry as asem wuni chefa wo efrise wo komano entene wunyamiene. Say amen. I'm going to say this on camera because it was as if you were here on Sunday. It was as if you were here on Sunday. You are a strange prophet. Yeah. You are a very strange prophet. And I'm not talking about Sunday morning. I'm talking about Sunday afternoon. And everybody who is not part of my team was not here. So you don't know what I'm talking about. This man of God was not here. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. This is a prophet. A strange prophet. An absolute prophet. Prophet Bridges, what happened on Sunday was that I made Ohima Mercy my witness. Ohima came to church on Sunday. And Ohima is a daughter of this house. So I made her my witness. And I said that I am grateful to God for the team that have worked with me over the time. but I think that I don't need them anymore. The reason is because their heart is not right before God. So I told them that I have dissolved them. They go, they should not return here. They can be members of the church. Everybody, including everybody, production, singers, I dissolve everybody. I don't need them. A uniform, no? They can take the uniform and take it to the market. They bought it themselves. And just like you laughed, they laughed. And then I gave the microphone to Ohima Mercy and said to Ohima, I don't care what you said. I will not accept it. I don't need these people here. I cannot even fathom getting them back. And then Ohima Mercy took the microphone and started crying. She said, you had your pastor say you can take the uniform to the market, to the whatever funeral party, and you are laughing. If I were you, I would cry. Then Ohima Mercy started the story. When she started the story, she said one day Elder Mreku's father, Ohima was a singer in that fellowship. That fellowship is still there in Koforidua. Elder Mreku's father said one day, all the people that were singing, Munsifo, Munsimfri, Otaneso, and let Ohima alone, stood on that altar and said, Abofraki tuwe ya mumu nui, wano kuwa na mepesu watu nyom, inyamidi ni bibi, muama kena Munsifo. Ohima Mesis will be a yisi inifri sa Otaneso, became Entomago. With time. Ohima Mercy cried for 1 hour. Wasimundi mniye yaya mono. Ya G uniform everyone. It is not just you. It will affect your children. She cried for 1 hour. While she was crying, then I remember the story. I used to have a chief usher. I brought her from Dansoman. In a small fellowship what we started before we started up in Abeka Presby. One day they misbehaved, and I said to a few of them, "Ajima, you may free myself. Etumasa, I'm gonna help you. If I tell you the life of that girl now, it was worse than I first saw her. Her life had become a prostitute, a drunk, and an occultist." A prostitute, a drunk, and an occultist, a spiritualist. Ohima Mercy cried until she said, if we walk out of this building and you are not reinstated, bear in mind your generation will suffer. And then she said in her story that Elder Mreku's father turned round. Family begged. She life for no anangro for no life for abra boy. Kabu biko biko de prison bia dania kwa sadria ma korensa for those people that were singing on the church altar. And they turned back to plead for them. And in her submission, she said, Uye bibi wenyami fie. Nasa ye jina wansa. Nanke nisa obeye kura. So I had no choice than to accept Ohima Mercy's 1 hour crying and pleading and reinstate everybody. But this man of God came here as if she was continuing from Sunday afternoon. Do you realize even that his subject was not to the congregation? He's a church worker. He was specific. Church worker. The Lord is speaking. Can't you hear? I realize he need to pray too much. And one thing he said, when you're me, I don't know. Hey, Charlie, what?
Put the scripture back. In NIV, Pastor Jerry was reading in NIV, and this is what the word of the Lord is got to say. You have no power. But why show yourself? I mean, I said to him, mercy, if enam ubiso, no bi jaya sorry, esme pamodiye, enam nesuma ubi jaya sorry, no. Pamono fira sorry, no. Na, nyamen krofu nyakwa imra. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. And I felt that there are so many people in my team who didn't deserve to be there. They are not serious. They are not, you know, which means they have no respect for the presence and the spirit of the living God. This man of God picked up on, you know, when Ohima was speaking, I told Ohima, you have value for them, but most of them don't even value their own lives. That is where we are. Be a alabaster 1 year, I don't see a change in your life. You are rotten sick. Rotten, upro. We just throw it away. That's what we do. To them, I have a new binkasa. A new binkasa. Akuma phone of a pin. I see Akuma, no, take it out wherever you want to take it. We are here to work on our salvation, and we are serious about it. Yeah. I didn't come here to joke. I'm a bar feku, mammy Jimmy. Me say, a bar sorry, there might be Jimmy the uncomely, but deaf yet the kukuntada. Yeah, that's what I will do. I will not come to church and seeing people who resent me and I resent them. What for? Why should I sit in the same church and don't talk to somebody? Don't bring your madness here. You can look for Pentecost. Our life is here. Harvest is down there. Presby is here. Lighthouse is there. Choose one of them. Don't come here again. I want to talk to people who love Christ and love their neighbor as themselves. Yeah, just those are the people I want to talk. I'm not here to talk to stinking people, stinking faith. I don't want to see them at all. Yeah. Those people, the Bible said, hand them over to Satan and let them their body be destroyed. Yeah. Hand them over. For mama Satan, na one say umunipedia. That's what the Bible said. So for this man of God to come here and do a reparative work, by the grace of God, I give God the glory for his life. He that have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. Simple as that. Who are suant ye? Because the next time, I will not give you that honor of bringing you to a secluded meeting. W3, I will ask you to walk out of this place and never to return. Yeah. And this time, I will mention you by names and say, this person, that person, don't step into this place again. You are a contamination to the grace and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And to the cross of Christ, you are a disgrace to the cross of Jesus Christ. You have become a wasted material to the grace that is pouring out on people's salvation. Yeah. That will be it. So he that have ears, let them hear, because we will not walk with contamination. This salvation is too serious to joke with. Man of God, please get up. Too many people play too much. And whilst Jesus laid on that cross and died a painful death, and people come to the house of God and play madness and rubbish, I will not sit here and take that. Because that is my job. Obiam Fro, Obiam Canchero, say baby. Oh, an auntie, me a touching it. A baby. Yeah. I intentionally brought it on camera. Just like, you know, the people were rebuked in the days of Ananias and Sapphira. Apostle Peter said that for the rest of the church will know and learn from it that nobody in the future maligns the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Because if we feel that, you know, serving God is a joke, that's what we feel. And see, that is why Paul said, don't be quick to lay hands on anybody. Don't be quick. There are goats in the house of God. Don't be quick to lay hands on anybody. And punch no and maw and yeha. So what the ones have the two muscle. And punch if don't be quick to lay hands on the goats. Don't be quick. The goats are like the pigs. They will trample down on the grace of God and return and totally malign and run it down. So don't be quick. The anointing should not go to the goats. It shouldn't go to the goats. There are people who should not even wear that uniform or carry that basket. They don't deserve it. In the first place, don't be quick to lay hands on goats. Do not be quick. They are going to hell. It's simple as that. There are people standing. We are in hell. Preach to the moon. Preach to wherever. They are on their way to hell. Don't be quick to lay hands on them. I was reading 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 8. After he had spoken concerning preachers, he said concerning deacons, he said in the same manner, deacons are to be worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, not pursuing dishonest gain. He goes further and said, they must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience or a pure conscience. So he goes further and says that, who is that place? Focus. They must first be tested. Take this one in my language. Now, once so we in other words, don't put any title on anybody. Don't put anybody in any position. So ni rekane na se asemi ni ne wansa wa ma won kwanya mo ma besom. I'll be sorry by ani atama ya ma ba ya na anu ise finally kuzini atama dia dia. Be kind, son of a cane. You be kind, so a move. I send me new a mohua. Then, Yamoma Kwam, Oma Babes. Be a young, sorry, says who be Akuma. Don't care how gifted they are, they can sing, they can do a play. But no, you don't care about how gifted they are. The counsel of the Lord is so mindful of the content of your heart and the character that you hold. He probably bring my word here because of the super and phone work on my can kind and then I'm catch it. I'm telling you, and who is preventing you? Say what they call how will be back. Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, akuma kan kainwa na dijini nyamini. And Womawo Kwan says such that what dream is giving you an opportunity, just like Jezebel. Me man Kwan sa one such that na one such that. I gave her time. Me man Kwan sa one such. Okwa sorry we go hell. We shabe papa. You attend a church like this and go to hell, you are a sick being. I'm telling you. You are a sick being. You attend a church like this and people do not see Christ in you. You are a sick person. I told you the mind of God. You are a very sick person. This is why on the day of judgment, every work will be tried by fire. Every work. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, or 2 Corinthians, I'm not too sure about it. Put the first one there. And let's check. Every work is going to be tried by fire. The Bible said, and God had revealed them. Now, we'll go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse, and I didn't even say it too. First 3, 10. Open that thing for them. Too many distractions. Get everybody away from the place. Please, do that for me. Tell the gentleman to move. According to the grace that has been given unto us by Master Builder. That's not the scripture. I'm looking for that scripture that says that the fire will try the work. Can I have my thing? Is Bible study? I will read it. Can I get the oil? Please. Get my knees to get a seat. Every man's work is going to be tried to turn it into GNT. In GNT, the Bible said, and the quality of each person's work will be seen when the day of Christ exposes it. The quality of your work. God is going to see that. You have no share in part because your heart is not right. Then it's a waste of time. It is a waste. And it was in jai. Now I'm going to be a bonk. Save my life. When I'm thrown in hell, then I know that I deserve it. Rather than come to church and live a hypocritical life. Hypocrites. 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 I see the faces of hypocrites all the time. Hypocrites. Actors, pretenders, hear the voice of the Lord. You are pretenders. You are hypocrites. Without missing words, can't you hear the voice of God? You can hear. You hear it when you taste and smell fire. Hypocrites. And I'm talking to this church and not the people online. You hypocrites. You are the people I'm talking to. The two hands are lifted. Hypocrites. I'm speaking to only hypocrites. Hypocrites.
Gentleman taught us a song 2 weeks ago. What key is that? D. Malcolm, I see you, Malcolm, I see you, Malcolm, I see you, Malcolm, I see you, oh, you, Malcolm, I see you. Makuma see you, oh you, Makuma see you. My soul says yes, say yes, my soul says yes. My soul says yes, says yes, say yes. Makuma see you. See, when the old people sang this song, it was yes to the Holy Spirit to go to crazy places to go and do the will of God. It was not a joke. Hey, Makuma see you, Makuma see you, hey, you, hey, Makuma see you. The Lord will touch only the broken heart. Makuma see you, Makuma see you. Only the broken there for Akuma tan tiny, you know. Makuma see you. Hey, Makuma see you. Makuma see you. Oh, you. Makuma see you. This is the kind of grace that came upon my father Kwesi Amoakon. It was saying yes to the will of God and not to nonsense. Look at how powerful God used them. It was not for nonsense. It was saying yes to the will of God and to the mandate of the Holy Spirit to go and do the possible. All that people say, this cannot be. That God will use them for to glorify himself. Makuma see you, Makuma see you, you, hey, Makuma see you. Hey, Makuma see you, Makuma see you, Makuma see you, you. Makuma see you. My soul says yes, my soul says yes, my soul says yes, say yes, my soul says yes, my soul says yes, my soul, that's right. My soul says yes, say yes. Sing it one more time. My soul says yes, my soul says yes, my soul says yes, say yes. Many years ago, Prophetess Juanita Bynum disobeyed the Lord. Returned from her service and his voice was gone. When she's speaking, well, nothing came up. For 2 years, nobody heard from her. That is where she wrote the song, I Don't Mind Waiting. Because she speaks and the Lord does not say anything. One day she said, Father, I have become proud before you. The exposure, the money, the fame have drawn me away from you. I repent and I come to you. Instantly she heard, get a glass of water and just blow your throat. Got a glass of water. Instantly the voice was back. Disobedience will impede disobedience. Etnensheras. And you say time. Jeremiah 2:19. Your own disobedience will stop you. I'm talking to you. You, Magomasi. I want to pray with only the repentant. My soul's yours, says yours, say yours. The Lord said to Moses, tell the people of Israel, in 3 days we will cross the Jordan, but they shall sanctify themselves first. First, the people must be sanctified. My soul says yes, says yes, say yes. My soul says yes to you. My soul says yes, my soul says yes. Magumazi, you, Magumazi. Magumazi, you. Oh, you are you. Magumazi. At the beginning, what is the rest? My crowd, sir, me, Jesus. Sing it one more time. I no power, no, sir, and you, no, sir. My crowd is a Jesus. Oh, Makumazi, you, Makumazi. No. God is here. Makumazi, you. Akuma say you. Akuma say you. Akuma say you. Akuma see you. Mempesa wo ka kire me se wonnim me. Bring every heart before you, eternal Father. I'm asking for mercy. 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 Be merciful. Be merciful. Revive thy work in the midst of the years. In your anger, remember mercy. Let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, God, our strength and redeemer. Remember mercy, 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 remember mercy. Remember mercy. Out of your mercy, heal your people, restore your people. Out of your mercy, protect your people, defend your name on your people. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. Cry for mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Oh, mercy. Mercy. Mercy, Lord. Be merciful. Be merciful. Be merciful. Today is the 1st of November 2022. Father, I commit your people to you. I cannot pray for your people without asking you to be gracious to Ghana as a nation. Restore the favor that was on this nation. Give us beautiful ashes, the garment of praise fall, the spirit of heaviness, the oil of joy for mourning. Let the thick, dark cloud that is covering this nation be removed. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. Stop the evil people that are plotting to destabilize this nation. Stop them. Mute them. Let them lack the ability to strategize and the ability to advance. Cripple their energy in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the children of these lovely people. Protect them from blatant assault demonically. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Can I pray for you? Bring the oil and let's bless these people. Pastor Jerry, please come with your dear wife. The day is here. Let's do it quickly. Amen. I ask Heavenly Father, let the oil speak mightily for your son and daughter in Jesus' name. Reverend Samba, join us. And let's do it quickly. Prophet Bridges, join us, please. You can get up, sir. The Lord bless you and use you mightily, Jesus' name. Please, now come and help me. Let me anoint these lovely people. Hallelujah. Can I have two cues, one from here, one from there? Let's do it quickly. Now I commend you to God. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Enter the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. Put the scripture there. I commend you to God. Acts 20, 32. And to the word of his grace that is able to build you up. Are you fine? Where is the person there? The Bible said, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, that is able to build you and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. May God give you an inheritance. We have declared this month our month of devotion, to be devoted to God. To be devoted to God. Sold out to God. Hallelujah. Let's pray for you. Maguma see you, Maguma see you, you. Let him come, let him come, let him come. Maguma see you. Maguma see you, Maguma see you, you. Maguma, bless you. The Lord bless you, sir. Thank you. Magu, bless you, dear. Magu, mazi you. Magu, mazi. We commend all of you online to the Lord and his grace. May the Lord protect you, defend and supply. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you and your family. In Jesus' name. Go by yourself, please. Listen to what it is. Makuma say you. Makuma say you. Oh, you.
soul says yes, says yes, says yes. My soul says yes, says yes to your will.
My soul says yes,
my soul says yes.
Oh, says yes,
says
Matthew chapter 20, the Bible talks about a beautiful parable of a man who planted a vineyard. In verse number 1, the Bible said that he went out to hire laborers. And then if you read from verse number 4 downwards, the Bible said that he asked the people that he met at 6 o'clock to go into his vineyard to work for a penny a day. 9 o'clock, he went and met some of the people. And then 12 o'clock, he did the same. 3 o'clock, he did the same. And then the scripture said at 5 o'clock, but in the King James Version, the Bible didn't say 5 o'clock. He said about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle. 11th hour. I want to challenge you to sow a seed of 11 seeds or 111, whichever, or 1,011. You don't have anything. 11 seeds. Everybody watching us online, no matter what the country it is you are, $11, 11 euros, or $111, 111 euros, 111 pounds, whatever it is, I will never stand here to ask you for money for anything because there is no need we are trying to meet. We are in dryness as we stand here. But the Lord made Isaac to sow in dryness. And the Bible said he reaped 100-fold and went forward and became great. Until he became very great. But it was in famine. It was in famine. How can you harvest in famine? How can you harvest in famine? I'm talking to you all who lives out of the country. No problem. 11 cities or 111, whatever. I want to give 111. If it is more than that, it's fine. You want to lift it up? This will be the covenant of grace, wealth, kindness, compassion, mercy. For provisions of finances, there is a financial famine, but you will give your people abundance. Amen. There is financial famine, but you will give your people provisions. Amen. There is financial famine, but you will open the heaven and supply. The financial famine, but I speak prophetically that abundance will chase you. Amen. The things you have not even prayed for shall be supplied to your disposal. Amen. It is a financial famine, but you will never run dry. Amen.
You will never go down. You will never run dry. You will never. Favor on you.
Amen.
Success on you.
Amen.
Overflow on you.
Amen.
Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it.
Receive it. Receive it.
In Jesus' name. I declare that you have a covenant with God on this altar. Anytime we will stand here to declare the mind of God, the remembrance of God will come to you and your family. Come and engage the altar. Everybody online, if only you want to do it well. 11 or 111 of the currency where you are. And come see here, we are dead in the Makusie. He does it all the time, he will do it again. Lord bless you. We won't take any offering again. That's the offering. The offering is a covenant. Where you lead me, I will follow. I will answer. So be my help and my guide. Be my and be my. Thank you for joining us online. Let me use the opportunity to thank God for the life of Reverend Jerry and his beautiful wife. Thank you. When you meet real men of God, there is always a sign. And I heard their testimony, how they started out, and how the wife worked so hard and brings all her salary to the man of God and to the church. And this is how come they built the ministry. Thank you. You know, sometimes we don't get opportunity to say thank you to you ladies. There are special women like that. Special women like that. Prophet Anasa Opukusakodi was sharing a story like that. How his wife works in the bank, brings all the money to him and to the ministry. Your story, Reverend Ajiman's story, Elvis Ajiman's story. I can go on and on and on and tell many stories like that. Mind did it this morning. I sent a message to Mind did it this morning. I was praying and I remember that today is 1st November. And I said to the Lord, thank you for blessing me with a woman of worth. So I sent her a message. And I said, thank you for everything. Thank you for marrying me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for cherishing me. Yeah. Our special people. Yeah. I remember all the days where she was pregnant. Not the name of her chin or carnation could 2 months for 2 weeks. No, Kwajijiskano. And the money is what we use to rent canopies and chairs and sound equipment to do fellowship. And when the people fall down and they make a mufi or mutri mufi, and I say, go to her salon and go and wash it for free. And then no more wash it, and I would not to in a salon. Yeah, so, yeah. Thank you. So we use this opportunity to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are grateful. Thank you. But we will not forget you people.
Apart from that, we will buy cars for you, build houses for you and all that. Apart from that, your names will be documented in heaven. Yeah. God will remember, not only us, but God will remember all the works that have been done. Say amen. Thank you for coming. We love you. The Lord bless you. You are too special. Happy new month to all of you. God bless you. Amen. Stand to your feet. Everybody online, I love you. The Lord bless all of you. I appreciate you. From all of us here, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. I love you. God bless you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.